I have upgraded myself from an article writer to an article architect. And I want to share this with you because this is the future of things to come. But, well, it's here now. And you're going to see a lot more of this across the board. So my name is Mike Adams. As you know, I'm the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. I'm an AI developer. I've been working on AI technology for 2 years now, building AI engines, curating data, lots and lots of data for AI training, as well as context and research indexes. I single-handedly built the brightlearn.ai book creation engine website that's very popular. Over 6,000 authors there have created over 21,000, well, I'm sorry, it's 22,000 books now on a variety of subjects, and they're all free to download. And we have audiobooks coming shortly. And by the way, that makes us the most prolific book publisher in the world by far. We'll be publishing at least 15,000 to 20,000 books per month from here forward, with lots and lots of audiobooks in multiple languages available to download for free. So pretty cool project there. And so I took all the knowledge and experience from that project and I applied it to one of my pet projects that I've had in my mind for these 2 years, which was I wanted to create a system that if I gave it the right prompt, the right context, the right research hints and things like that, the right sources, that it could write an article like me. And I'm happy to announce that that milestone has now been achieved. And I'm now publishing these articles on naturalnews.com, and they're awesome. They're indistinguishable from articles that I would manually type out myself. So they're written with my inspiration, with my direction. I'm the architect of these articles, but I'm not typing them out. And I don't even have to do most of the research. I always do some of the research, and I give sources and so on. I create a really good prompt, like how I want this written or what's the emphasis, the angle of the story, things like that. But then I let the engine that I built go off and do even more research and bring in more information from multiple sources, including, you know, website searching, as well as books and science papers and interviews and lots of things. So if you want to see the results of this, you can just go to naturalnews.com and you can click on any of my recent articles and you'll start to see anywhere from 2 to 6 articles per day that are now authored by myself that are using this new engine. Now, I had a lot of people, I mentioned this in the podcast yesterday, because I wanted to just be very public about this. Like, I am not typing out all the words in these articles, but I'm still the architect of these articles. And I want to explain how that works, because I got a lot of questions from when I mentioned this yesterday. People were texting me and saying, wait a second, can you explain this more? Like, how does this thing write like you exactly? Because it's not like prompting, you know, ChatGPT or something and just saying, hey, generate an article like me. And that will produce hallucinations and all kinds of horrible results. And it'll be all biased in favor of big pharma, you know, things like that. So what I built is it's a very complex engine that had to be trained extensively on my own writing. So yes, I can build the same thing for anyone if there are lots of examples of their writing. And the more examples, the better. But I've written, you know, 10,000 articles. And I've done thousands of interviews and I don't know how many 10,000 podcasts or whatever the number is over the last 20 plus years. So I've got this massive content database to work with. And the more content you have, the easier this process is. But let me explain to you what this is. And why I'm still the author of these articles, even though I'm not typing all the words. Why should I? So let's back up, actually. Let's go through a little bit of history of writing. We use the term writing to describe people who aren't writing, people who are just typing, on a keyboard in a word processor. We still call that writing, even though you're not writing with a, you know, a quill on a piece of parchment or whatever people were doing back then, a feather pen, Ben Franklin. We still call it writing, but no one sits down and has a pencil and a pen and writes articles on paper, okay? I mean, no one who's a serious participant in today's world. I mean, they might do it for fun. You know, you can write poetry, sitting under a tree, writing poetry. It's great, yeah. Or you can write your personal journal with your pen because you don't want that to be picked up by Google or whatever. I get it. But in terms of writing articles, nobody's using pencil and paper, okay? So we got rid of the pencil and paper and we moved to typewriters originally. You know, this is a couple hundred years ago we started having typewriters, or 150 years, whatever it was. Started having mechanical typewriters. We still called it writing, but you no longer had to trace the letters with a pen on paper. Instead, you had a machine that with one click of a key, it would punch the letter A, the letter B, right? So no one would say, that's cheating. You're not really doing the writing. You have a machine that's punching the letters for you. You should trace out every curve of every D or every Z. Otherwise, it's not real writing, you know? That's a silly argument. So typewriters, that was state of the art for a long time. And then in the 1980s came the personal computer. Well, wait a second. Before that was the IBM Selectric, I think, the electric typewriters. Yeah. So they were still typewriters. You just didn't have to punch the keys as hard because they weren't mechanical. They had an electric motor in them. They still used a ribbon with ink. They still punched letters into paper. You know, you still had to use white out brushing. If you made a typo, go back and paint it with a little bit of white. Oops, I spelled zoo wrong. Too many O's. You had to white it out. Still very mechanical, but it was aided by more machines. In this case, electricity. Oh, using electricity. That's not writing. Real writers use pen and paper and parchment. But, of course, most of the world's best novels, and, I mean, throughout history, were written on typewriters. Okay? Electric or mechanical. Now then, 1980s, personal computers. So now we're no longer punching things onto paper. We're typing clickety-clack on keyboards, and it's putting digital letters on a screen, which is great because no longer did we have to use whiteout. You didn't have to paint your screen with white ink in order to correct that. So instead, you just hit the backspace key. You know, you hit the backspace key and then you correct it on the screen. And then, you know, you had a printer and you could print everything out, whatever. And then later on with the internet, you could send an email. And a lot of great writing has happened this way ever since on computers. But there might still be people who sit there and argue, well, that's not writing. You're using computers. You should have a pen and paper for all this stuff. That's nonsense because the important part about writing is not using paper. The important part is about your ideas, right? It's about your thoughts. Are you expressing your thoughts in a way that's trying to communicate with the reader? That's the point of writing, I believe, is to communicate something to a reader. So then, after a number of years, along came automatic spell check. Oh, automatic spell check. So in other words, people who can't spell could still write. And yeah, people can't spell at all. People still use the wrong form of the word there, like T-H-E-I-R versus T-H-E-R-E. I still see people using the wrong form of that all over Twitter and social media. I'm like, my God, did you graduate from high school? How do you not know which word to use? And, you know, people are illiterate. But spell check made them look like they could spell. Okay, and then there came grammar check, right? So, but anybody who argued, well, that's not writing. You have spell check. You're not a real writer if you have spell check. That's a silly argument, too. Because why shouldn't we have spell check? You know, sometimes, especially in English, words are very confusing. Or in German, for that matter, whatever, they can be confusing. Why shouldn't we have spell check? So these are just ways to assist the writer to achieve the art of communicating something important to their audience. So now we have AI, LLMs, that are text generation engines. And yeah, they can create text, so they can write. They can put together text, and if you prompt them correctly, they can churn out a lot of great text on a lot of topics, etc. So, is that writing? And the answer is, if you are the architect of the article, if you're the one who described it, defined it, prompted it, then yes, you're still the writer. Because just like, I don't need to actually put a pen on a piece of paper and trace out the letter P. That doesn't add anything to the value of the topics I'm trying to communicate. Well, I don't need to be the person to string together words to say something. What I need to be is the person who's deciding the strategy of the article, the architect. And that's why what I'm explaining right now is I upgraded myself from an article typist to an article architect. I'm letting AI do the typing. I'm letting AI compose sentences and put words together, as long as they are congruent with my concepts and my ideas and what I want to communicate here. And that's as it should be. So just like we've always upgraded technology from pen and paper to mechanical typewriters to electric typewriters to word processors to spell check to grammar check, now AI composing sentences and paragraphs, it's just a natural progression of the tools that writers use to communicate. That's all it is. It's just the next step of the evolution of technology to communicate important points. And as a result, I can communicate a lot more. See, I used to write, there was a time where I wrote an article each day. And writing an article each day, even though I'm a very fast writer, I'm a fast typist. I'm like crazy fast typist, by the way. People are shocked when they see me type. But I'm not the only one. There's a lot of fast typists out there. But I can't type faster than AI. Not even close. It's just like, hey, I can pick up a shovel and I can dig some dirt. I can make a hole in the yard. But I can't dig as fast as an excavator. I can carry dirt in a wheelbarrow, but I can't carry dirt as fast as a skid steer. See, we use machines to amplify our intention. Like, hey, if I want to create a new garden and move a bunch of dirt around, am I going to do it by hand? No way. Not on your life. I'm going to have a machine do that. Maybe a tractor with a front loader. I'm going to use the machine to move the dirt. Well, I'm trying to move concepts around. Am I going to sit there and type every word? No, I'm going to use a machine to help me do that. But as long as I'm in control, as long as I set the tone, I create the prompt, I direct the machine to do what I want to do. I'm still the architect. I'm still the writer. But I don't have to type out a bunch of letters. You see what I mean? That's the upgrade. It's still writing. It's just using today's advanced technology. And it still writes in my style. It still, but it does all the research for me in addition to what I provided. So again, it used to take me a couple hours a day. Now I can do it in a few minutes. I've got the research. I've got the prompt. I know what I want. I enter the prompt. I paste in the research. Here's a bunch of URLs. Here's the abstract of the science paper. Paste all that in. Boom. I hit go. And, you know, 5 minutes later, here comes this article that's researched, fact-checked, with references, citations. All the URLs have been crawled. Everything's been incorporated. Everything's been, well, I already said fact-checked, but the grammar's perfect. It's proofread, all of it. And the article's done in 5 minutes now. See? So that means I can write more articles. So I can be a more effective communicator now that I have this technology. Even though it took me 2 years when I wasn't really writing much, you may have noticed, I was working on this. I mean, this kind of technology. So now I'm going to be able to write a lot because I'm now the architect of the articles instead of the typist. And I might just have, I might have other announcements about this technology coming out later that might involve more than just me. Who knows? That's a possibility. We'll see. In any case, this is what's coming. So if you are a creator of content, if you are a writer, you're going to have a lot of new tools at your fingertips to be able to create things and to be able to communicate all the things you've been trying to communicate. Use our free book engine. It's at brightlearn.ai. People love it. And that's a tool right now that can help you amplify the things you want to communicate. And by the way, if you prompt brightanswers.ai, if you prompt it correctly and give it an example of your own writing, it can do a halfway decent job of creating an article that kind of sounds like it's in your voice, by the way. So that's something you could try if you want to. Could be interesting. In any case, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and be sure to check out all my new articles at naturalnews.com. Multiple articles per day at this point. And again, use our AI engines at brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.